Bob McCormick was one of Tulsa, Oklahoma's premier photographers. A native of Pompeii, New York, just a few miles east of Syracuse, Bob's family moved to Lathrop, Missouri while Bob was still a child. Bob came to Tulsa during the Great Depression. He spent his first night in Tracy Park. The next morning, he went to the Tulsa World, where Eugene Lorton hired him immediately and sent him to Claremore because Will Rogers' plane had crashed, killing Rogers and Wiley Post. Celebrities, it so happened, were always McCormick's favorite subjects. When movie theaters were still showplaces, a number of movie stars came through Tulsa for premieres and promotional tours. McCormick met them at the train station and backstage. He took a job at Douglas Aircraft as its chief photographer. 4 years later, he opened a studio of his own. His work has appeared in national publications such as Life, Collier's, Sports Afield, National Geographic, and many others. He covered the opening of Philbrook Museum in 1939 for the Associated Press. Bob McCormick died April 4, 2003. Bob's son John became a very accomplished photographer and tells the story of his father on the oral history website, voicesofoklahoma.com.